News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because Sinn Féin are proposing giving children €130 a year to spend on sports and arts activities. Chris Andrews is TD for Dublin Bay South and the party spokesperson on sport. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What are you going to use this money, or what you propose this money is used on?
Well, the scheme would provide parents of school-going children with an activity card to the value of €130, which would be redeemed against a sports club's or leisure activity, cultural activity. So it would, in effect, lead to, you know, there is traditionally a fall off in engagement between after the age of nine of extracurricular school activities. So this card would encourage young children to continue to engage in sporting and cultural activities by, you know, sporting and football, dance, music lessons, and it would encourage them to keep engaging with these groups. Yeah.
Some of the best things you can do in terms of sport and recreation are free. It's largely volunteer-led. How do we stop this money going into the pockets of for-profit organisations and making sure it stays within the community?
Well, we would have a register. There'd be an online register, and they would have to be aligned to a particular NGB, you know, and they'd have to have good corporate governance. And I don't think there's always going to be attempts to circumnavigate a good idea. But I think that this activity card would be very welcomed. You know, Ireland has the lowest level of investment in sport among our European counterparts. And we need to see it as an investment rather than a cost. You know, people talking about cost, and it is a good idea. It's something that has been tried in Iceland, has been really successful in Iceland, and there's other versions in other countries. But it is something that would be very welcomed here, I think.
The concern we'd have, Chris, is that, you know, it's the kind of thing that a government, whether it be a Sinn Féin government or a Fianna Fáil or a Fine Gael government or whoever's in power, that it would only probably happen in the good times. Would we not be better served investing in facilities, be it the soccer, GAA, athletics or whatever, rather than trying to convince everybody to get involved? At least if we have facilities built when we have the cash, they will last a long time.
Well, look, you know, this is only one element of ensuring that people, young people, get involved and are active in sport. You're right. There's a whole layer of measures that need to be taken. And investment in the National Sports Facility Strategy would, in our view, be ideal. The best way to develop facilities and resources for sports clubs and sports teams right across the country. This is an added and another layer to ensure that people stay active and involved in sports and cultural activities when they're younger. And then they will continue to stay on and be active and involved in sports and leisure.
Who chooses the activity, Chris, though? Is it the parent or the child? I mean, it's key that the child would do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I suppose they're children, so the parent and the child will engage. They'll decide what they want to do. They'd sign up to their local GA club, their local soccer club. You know, the idea originally came from Keith O'Brien in Cambridge and Cambridge Football Club in Ringsend. He said a lot of young people in the area struggle to be able, there's a lot of drop off with young kids, young children playing sport and being able to afford the fees that the clubs are putting in place and need to put in place to run the club. And he said, we need something like this. So then we looked at other European international best practice, and we saw the Planet Youth proposals in Iceland, and we feel this proposal would be very welcome among sports clubs. It'll help sports clubs as well, because a lot of those sports clubs are struggling as well, and with the cost of living, parents will see an advantage as well. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Chris Andrews, Sinn Féin TD, party spokesperson on sport, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.